Hey, close the door behind you, please. Thank you. You can sit down if you want, or stand, that's fine too. Whatever is comfortable. So, I asked you to stay because I wanted to talk to you about your last paper. Not that it was bad. It wasn't. Actually, it was pretty solid. A little rushed near the end, maybe, but the argument was clear. You followed the assignment. You're not in trouble or anything. I just wanted to check in with you. You've been quiet in class lately. Quieter than usual, at least. I mean, I know you're not the hand raised every 5 minutes type, but you've been pulling back more than usual. Not really engaging. Not looking at me when I call on you. Even your notes. I noticed that you barely touched them during your last lecture. And I pay attention, you know, more than most people think. I figure that it could be stress, or maybe you're overloaded with work. It is mid-semester, that's when the cracks start to show. Or maybe something else is on your mind. Look, if you're struggling, I would rather know now than after your grades start to slip. Because, well, I can't help if I don't know what's going on. And I don't mean just academically. I'm not blind. I can tell when someone's distracted. You've been somewhere else lately. You don't have to explain everything, okay? I'm not asking for your life story. But if something is going on, I would like to help. You're not in trouble, I promise. This is just me noticing, asking, and giving you the space to talk, if you wanted. You're kind of an enigma in class, you know? Quiet, polite, never really let much show. But I see things. I notice more than most, and lately, what I've been noticing, well, it is why we're here right now. I'm not going to push you, okay? If you don't want to talk right now, that's fine. We can pretend that I just kept you back for something boring and bureaucratic, like attendance corrections. But I will give you the choice, so is there something that you want to tell me? You don't have to say anything, I get it. Sometimes it's easier not to explain yourself. I've been there. Still, can I tell you something? Well, I've been watching you. Not in a weird way, don't make that face. Just observing, like I do with all my students. But with you, I started noticing more than I meant to. Like, How you always sit in the same seat, even when the classroom's empty. You choose the spot with the best view of the bourne, but also the furthest from me. I used to think that was coincidence, but lately, I'm not so sure. And the way your posture changes when I walk past you. You freeze like you're holding your breath. That only started a few weeks ago. And then there's the way you look at me, or don't. I'll be explaining something at the board and I'll glance at you just casually, and your eyes are already on me. But then, the second that we make eye contact, you drop your gaze like you've been caught. Like you're not supposed to be looking. It's kind of adorable. Not that I should say that, but I did. You know, most people, they try to impress me with confidence, loud answers, and constant comments, always trying to prove that they're the smartest in the room. But you're not like that. You just sit there, quiet, observant, always taking everything in. Until lately, when you've been somewhere else, distant. And I can't help but wonder what changed. Or maybe who? I don't think you realize how easy you are to read. At least to someone who's looking. You fidget with your sleeve when you're nervous. You blink way too fast when you're caught off guard. You always hold your breath for half a second when I stand close to your desk. And when I call your name, your shoulders tense before you even answer. That's not just normal stress. That's not just being shy. That's something else. You're blushing again. I didn't even say anything yet. Well, not anything bad. But see? That's what I mean. You make it so easy. You know, I used to wonder if you were just shy, but it's not just that, is it? You're not afraid of speaking. You're afraid of me. Or maybe not afraid. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's that you don't know how to act around me. What to do with whatever this is. It's okay. You're not the first student to get a little overwhelmed. It happens, but what's interesting is how much effort you put into pretending that it's not happening. You're very disciplined, I'll give you that. Most people would have broken by now. Let something slip. A comment. A stare that lingered too long. But you... You're so careful. Except when you're not. Like just now. You flinched when I leaned in. Your eyes flicked down, and I definitely saw where they landed. You didn't mean to, I know. But you did. And now? Now you won't even look at me. You're still trying to hold the line, aren't you? Still trying to be the good student? Proper, respectful, focused. But I can see it. The way your breathing shifts when I lower my voice. How your fingers tighten around the edge of the desk when I move just a little closer. You're not fooling me. You don't have to speak, okay? You don't even have to nod. I already know. And honestly, it's kind of cute. This little struggle you're having with yourself. Trying to stay polite and composed while your heart is probably beating out of your chest. While your brain's doing that desperate little loop. Yeah. I like watching you squirm. Just a little. And the best part is, I haven't even touched you. I haven't done anything really. Just words. Just the way I'm looking at you right now. You like it when I talk like this, don't you? Not that you'll admit it. You'll just keep sitting there, pretending that you're not getting warm. Pretending you're not clenching your jaw to keep your expression neutral. But if I lean just a little closer, like this, and said your name like this, you would fall apart, wouldn't you? Sorry. That was a lot, wasn't it? You look like you're trying to remember how to breathe. It's okay, I just got carried away a little. I shouldn't be doing this. I know that. I've been reminding myself all semester, over and over again. Be professional, keep your boundaries, be the adult in the room. And I really thought I was doing a good job. Until you started making it impossible. You probably have no idea what you've been doing to me. Every time that you avoid my eyes. Every time you stammer your way through a question like, I'm some kind of threat. It makes me want to test you, push you, see how much you can take before you finally break. And I've been good, God. I've been so good, but lately I've been catching myself watching you too long, taking just a few more steps than I need to when I walk past your desk, finding excuses to call on you, just to hear your voice, see that flicker of panic in your eyes. I shouldn't admit that. Maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but you've been on my mind a lot more than I want to admit. I tried to write it off, told myself that it was just curiosity, that I was just interested in your progress, that it was my job to check in on you, to care about you. But that's not all that it is. And we both know it. The truth is, I like this. I like how much power I have over you. Not just as your teacher, but as someone who knows exactly what makes you flinch, what makes you blush, what makes you tremble, and I like how much you try to hide it, how hard you work to stay composed, to be the good one, all while your whole body gives you away. But here's the thing. I've been wondering what it will feel like to stop pretending, to stop being so careful, to stop following the rules and just give in. Let this happen. Let you happen. And I know I shouldn't. I know I'm not supposed to want this. But right now, I really, really do. So tell me, what do we do now? You don't have to say anything. I'm not expecting some big confession or anything. You're not exactly good with words when I'm this close. And that's okay. I don't need words. I can already feel it. You've stopped pulling away. You're not flinching anymore. You're holding my gaze even if it's killing you. Your breathing's changed. And you haven't moved. That tells me more than enough. You want this too, right? Maybe you wanted it for a while. And maybe you try to fight it, just like I did. But here we are. No witnesses. No rules between us right now. Just honesty. And the way you're looking at me now. You've never looked at me like that before. You're letting me see in the way you want to close the distance. The way your body is leaning in. Even if your mind is screaming at you not to. The way your hands are twitching like they don't know where they're allowed to go. Poor thing. You still think that you need permission? What if I told you then you already have it? What if I leaned in right now? Slowly, carefully. And you didn't stop me. What if you let me touch your face? Just like this. And I could feel you holding your breath. You're so close, you know that? All it would take is one tiny shift, 1 second of courage, one reckless, beautiful mistake, and I could do something to you right now. Would you stop me? No. Then, don't move, okay? Don't even breathe. Let me do it. You do so good, baby. I always knew. Don't worry, baby. Nobody's gonna come in here, okay? I made sure of that. What? Are you okay? Yeah? You're so cute. Do you wanna go do your homework, or do you want a little more of that? You want more? Of course, baby. I want you to be a very good boy for me, okay? Just like in class, okay, baby? Listen to me and do what I tell you. Are you gonna do good for me? Yeah? Good boy. Lay on the desk, baby. It's okay. We're not gonna do anything that you don't want to. You were already so excited for me. You could have told me, baby. I always want to help you in this situation. Let me get on top of you. Fuck. You're so big, baby. Yeah, baby, you're doing so good. Yeah, keep going like that. You like it like that? Yeah? Look at me, baby. Let me take my shirt off. You like what you see? It's all yours, okay? All for you. Good boy. You're doing so fetch anything that you want, babe. I'm all yours, okay? And you're all mine. Nobody else can have you now, okay? You're my little student, and your body's all mine. You're my good boy now. You're doing so good.